Vavakama per gimel mishnechas. Shnei shvarim tamim shechavlu zeze. Two short tamim that damaged each other. Mishamad mimosa chatzi nezek. So the way the Rav learns this, it means the following. That they figure out the damages that each short tam did to the other short tam. And whatever one was more. So let's say Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's short damaged Shimon's short more. So Reuven has to pay, let's say it was $10 more, he's got to pay chatzi nezek. So that means he pays, out of the 10, he pays 5. So if Reuven's shor damaged $50 and Shimon's shor damaged him $40, so Reuven now has to pay the difference, which is $5. That's the way the Rav learns. Now, just going to point out, the other Rishonim learn that this is not the way you're supposed to assess it. First, you're supposed to assess it, the shor mu'ud is chayiv, the full 50. And if the short tam, let's say his damage was 40, l'chara, you would look at it and say, okay, well, the guy that damaged the short mu'ud, the short tam guy, so he pays chatzi nezek. So if he damaged 40, he would pay 20. So now, once you do that, you would think that once you make that calculation, now the short mu'ud would not pay 10, he would actually pay 30, 50 minus 20. Yet the way the Rav learns differently, like we've been saying, that you just make the assessment of whether you're short tam and short mu'ud, whether it's half or full, after you net out the difference in the damages. Then you decide if you pay full or half, depending on who did more of the damage. We're just going to go the way the Rav explains the Mishnah. In the next case, shnei mu'adim, and if both of the shvarim are mu'adim, so they were worn 3 times, and now you have to pay full nezek, mishalim b'moyser nezek shalim. So now the difference is, in that exact scenario, if there was a $10 difference, you'd have to pay the full $10. Echad tam b'echad mu'ud. What if one was a short tam and one was a short mu'ud? Mu'ud b'tam. So now if the short mu'ud was the one that injured the tam more, mishalim b'moser nezek shalim. So you pay the difference. In this case, let's say it was 50 to 40. So you pay the difference. You damaged 50. And since you were short mu'ud, the difference was $10. You pay the full $10. Tam b'mu'ud. If a short tam damages more a short mu'ud, mishalim b'moser chatzi nezek. Like we've been saying, according to the Rav, first you net out the difference, and if the short tam damaged 50 of the short mu'ud, and the short mu'ud only 40, first you net it out, and then the net is 10, and then you have chatzi nezek on that, so the short tam guy would only pay 5. And the same thing with 2 people that damage each other. You pay the difference of full nezek, because Adam pays a full nezek. Adam mu'ud li'olam. Adam b'mu'ud, u'mu'ud b'adam. What happens if you have a man and a shor mu'ud, and a shor mu'ud and a man? Mishalim b'mosa nezek shalim. They have the same dinim. They all pay full nezek, so you pay nezek shalim. Adam b'tam, v'tam b'adam. But what if an adam gets entangled with a shor tam and vice versa? Adam b'tam. So if an adam is the one that damages more of the shor tam, mishalim b'mosa nezek shalim. That's pashut. Tam b'adam, mishalim b'mosa chatzi nezek. But a short tam that damages an adam, he pays a chatzi nezek. So of course, why not? The short tam pays a chatzi nezek. So the truth is, the Torah is talking about when a short damages another short. Because the Torah doesn't talk about the din when a short gores an adam. So the Torah says, O ben yigach, o bas yigach, and then it says, kimishpat hazeh yasalo. So the drush is, the Rav brings, the same mishpat of when a short damages a short is the same thing of when a short damages an adam. Just like when a shor damages a shor, he pays chatzi nezek. And when a shor damages another shor, when it's a shor mu'ud, it pays a nezek shalom. Same halachas by when a shor damages an adam. So therefore, tam ba'adam mishalom b'moser chatzi nezek, like the Mishnah says. If tam damages an adam, chatzi nezek. However, on this, Rabbi Kiva Omer, it's not true. Rabbi Kiva says that the pasuk was specifically speaking, and when the Torah says k'mishpat hazeh, it's specifically talking about what the pasuk's talking about, which is a shor mu'ud. So therefore, just like a shor mu'ud always pays nezek shalim, so too Rabbi Kiva learns, every time a shor damages an adam, it's always complete nezek. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Omer af tam shechavu ba'adam mishalim b'maisa nezek shalim. Even when a shor tam damages an adam, any type of shor damages an adam, according to Rabbi Kiva, the drasha teaches us that you always pay full nezek for the difference. However, the Rav says, the halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva.